I need to cup a t-shirt. I love doing these. It's one of my favourite things to do. And we've got a fantastic guest with us today. It is John Gibbons, if I didn't say that. And with me, I've got Olympic swimmer, media star. I can mind those words.
There you go. You come up with a new word.
Yeah, Olympic swimmer, media star, businessman as well, and Scouser and Liverpool supporter, Steve Parry. Steve, thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate your time.
Hey, I tell you what, it's great to be in. I'm excited to be in this room where all the magic happens.
Well, hopefully we'll create some magic today. We shall see, but it is really nice to meet you, because I'm always really interested to meet Liverpool dudes who've been hugely successful in their field, and that's where you have been. You know, there's not many people who can call themselves an Olympian, and even few who've won a medal and European champion as well. British champion, God knows how many times I tried to count before and I lost. I ran out of fingers for how many sorts of, you know, British championships you won. You must still be so proud of that career. I know you've got an MBE now for your services to swimming and stuff like that, and I'm sure that's for everything, not just what you did in the pool, but you must be so proud of what you did, because it would have been a huge amount of work to sort of even get, you know, to the level that you got through, never mind the win.
Do you know what? It's amazing, and it was fab coming in here today, because I used to drive up this road coming along the dock every day to come from South Liverpool to go and train at Wesley Road Pool, which was the most run-down pool you would ever know. It's been knocked down now. And you realise that all the hard work is worth it in the end, because it was great winning the medal. The moment of swimming next to Michael Phelps and winning a medal is cool, but actually being in my 40s now and realising how few people get to win Olympic medals,
yeah,
it, like, the pride kind of builds in a weird sort of way. It doesn't fade, it builds. So yeah, I am proud of that. But you know, you mentioned the NBA as well, and I'm actually more proud of working with tens of thousands of young kids every week teaching them to swim. I'm more passionate about kids learning to swim than I am about people swimming fast in the pool. You know, it's not easy to get excited about people swimming fast in the pool at the Olympics. I mean, yeah, it happens once every 4 years, great, but kids learning a vital life skill, that's great.
I mean, we'll come on to talk about that, because it is so interesting, you know what you've done sort of after hanging up the goggles. But where did you start then? Because swimmers tend to start very young, don't they? And it tends to be, I don't know, you might disagree, but it seems to be by sort of 9 or 10 you can sort of identify where the real talent is. So where did you start?
You know, it's a mad one. We my parents took us on holiday in a caravan all the time. Never, I tell my kids they're spoiled going on holiday abroad, you know. Yeah. They don't know the ball. Sound like an old man, don't know that, but I am an old man, so. And we have all these caravan holidays, and we used to go to Anglesey or the Lake District or wherever in this caravan. And anyway, we had this special holiday where we went, me and my brother Dave, cousin Pete, lived on the same street, Melbrick Road, South Liverpool. And my mum and dad, we went down to a barge holiday, you know, those big barges that, yeah, you get going along the Thames. And it was like a special holiday. But anyway, I was about 7, my brother was 8. And my dad said, you got to wear this life vest all week. Because, you know, if you go in there, you're in trouble. So me and my bro and my cousin, we had them on all week. And we got to the end of it, and my dad must have been getting more comfortable as legging around this boat, this barge. And I took it off, and the last day, our kids chasing us around the barge, and I fell in, and the thing's moving. And I couldn't swim. I was...